The Lord set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. And the Lord said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord, you know. O Lord, you know. Bones are bones, and dry bones are very dead bones indeed." Let's get our minds and our imaginations around this picture just for a minute. A skeleton. See that? Bones. Skull and bones. Canned bones. Dry bones. Bones with no marrow in them. Bones without flesh, without muscle, without nerves. Bones. Dry, dry bones. Can they live? Can they get up and walk around and go to the grocery store and tend to daily duties? The answer to that is simply no. Not by their own power, not by their own nature, not by their own ability. Dead, dry bones are dead. They cannot and will not of their own live. Can a skeleton come back to life? How's that old song go?
Them bones, them bones, them dry bones.
Now hear the word of the Lord. You know that song? Part of it. Part of that song. Can these dry bones live? Can our dry bones, my friends, live? Are our bones dry today? And can we live again? The message today on Pentecost Sunday, the message today from Ezekiel is very clear. With the power and the presence of the Almighty God, Jesus Christ our Lord, in us, the answer is yes. You could be as dead as a valley of dry bones. And with the power and the presence of the Almighty God, with the life and grace of Jesus Christ, you can live again. The Scripture tells us today that dry bones are recoverable, recyclable, and redeemable. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' name. Amen. Recoverable. So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. It doesn't matter, my friends, how far you've fallen, how far your bones are spread apart, how dry your life has become, how disjointed everything seems to be. And there are times when things seem terribly disjointed. It doesn't matter how painful life has become, how dry, how disjointed, how rattling it can be. It doesn't matter how far you feel you are scattered yourself. Sometimes I feel like I'm scattered all over town. It doesn't matter how far your life is broken and scattered. It doesn't matter how far your bones are spread. My friends, dry bones, dead bones, bones without life, bones that sometimes our bones are like. I know sometimes when I get done on a Sunday morning and I go home, my weary foot bones are screaming at me. Let me rest. I'm tired. Yeah, we're flattened out and spread out. Your weight's been standing on us for a whole day. It doesn't matter how spread out, disjointed, and scattered, and dry your bones may be. It matters not how brittle your life may be. The word today, firstly, is that your dry bones, our dry bones, the dry bones of the faithful, can be recovered by the power and the grace of God. That deserves an amen. Dry bones are recoverable, and the power of God can recover them. They are also recyclable. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. I looked, and sinews and flesh and skin had come upon the bones. Not just that the bones have come back together, but now the linking elements, the tissues, the blood vessels, the muscles, that which holds together a skeleton. So it's not just a pile of calcium, but rather a frame with flesh and sinews on it. I looked and the bones, the dry bones, have come back together. And now they are covered with flesh and muscle, and skin has covered them. You might think, my friends, that you're worn out. Not just that you're spread too thin, but that you have no strength. That your physical existence is wiped to pieces. You may think you can't go another inch. And not only are your bones spread thin, but physically you are exhausted, wiped out. My friends, it matters not how physically exhausted you may be. It matters not how thin your muscles get. It matters not how wasted or sick you feel, how stretched you are. The Bible today tells us that dry bones are not just recoverable, they're recyclable. God can put flesh and muscle and life structure back on the bones so that you don't just have dried out bones stick together, but that they have the flesh, the meat of life in them. You may be spread out all over creation. You may be wiped out energetically, emotionally, physically. My friends, the Bible today says that you are recoverable and recyclable. He will put His life back on your bones so that you may live again. That deserves another amen.
Amen.
We are recoverable. We are recyclable. Thirdly, we're redeemable. Then he said to me, prophesy to the bones. Prophesy to the breath. prophesy mortal, and say to the breath, "This says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live." You are recoverable. God will recover your spread bones together. You are recyclable. God will recycle you physically. And you are redeemable. He will breathe His Holy Spirit, and your soul will live again. You may think you're spread out in a valley, a bunch of dry bones. Uh-uh. God can recover you. You may think, well, I can be recovered, but I can't be recycled. I'm old. I don't have any strength. I'm tired. I don't have any idea or ability to do anything. Uh-uh. God can recycle you. And finally, God can breathe His life into your bones and flesh and give you that living spirit that can overcome being spread apart, can overcome having no flesh and blood, can overcome the death of this life and bring us life eternal. We are, my friends, redeemable. Amen is right. We are redeemable. We are recyclable. We are recoverable. I don't care how far you feel you've fallen in this life. I don't care what sin you may have committed. I don't care how far you may have run away from God. I don't care what gender you are, what color you are, what race you are. There is nothing that can separate you from the recoverable, recycling, and redemptive grace of God except our own unwillingness to receive that gift. Nothing can separate us from that love. And He promises to bring us back to life. That's the good news, friends. I look out on a congregation today and I see more pew than I see person. I see more pew than I see person. And somebody asked me at annual conference this week, does it feel as though your church is dying or already dead? And I said it wouldn't matter if there were two people in the sanctuary, me and one other. Nothing is beyond the ability of God to recover. Nothing is beyond the ability of God to redeem. Nothing is beyond the ability of God to recycle. God has a mission for this family of faith. God has a duty and a responsibility for this family of faith. God has, if you will, a dream for you and me. Let us catch that dream. Let us receive that breath that's going to come from the four winds and fill us and re-empower us. Let us receive that recovering grace of God that will pull our scattered bones back into this place. Let us open ourselves to the grace of God that He might recycle us for new ministry here. And let us be open to His empowering Spirit. If you feel like you've been scattered, if you feel like you have no energy, if you feel like you are spiritually dead, you are not beyond the ability of God to recover. And neither is this church. My brothers and sisters, it was strange to look at the conference newspaper. Some people were asking me, members of the congregation were asking me questions about it because outside my name it had three. Somebody asked me, is that the number of years you have left here? No. It's the number of times I have been appointed to First Methodist of Seagoville. I was appointed April the 1st, 2002. I was appointed again for the conference year, June the 15th, 2002. And I have been appointed again for conference year, June the 15th, 2003.
Amen.
Well, that's good news for me, friends. I don't know about you, but that's good news for me. Yeah, I heard that several times. Now, my friends, it is strange to look at that and to realize that I am beginning my third appointment with you, my third time to be reappointed here. And at the beginning of this, which is actually my second year, I give thanks to God that we have a long way to go. And God is going to go with us the entire way, my friends. He has brought us quite a ways already. Look around yourselves. Consider where we were just 1 year ago and where we are today. And think, if God can bring us this far in just 14 months, where can God take us in 36? More. My friends, or 48 more, or however many more God has for me here with you, and however many more, many years God has for this church in Sigerville. The story isn't over. We've just begun. God can put the bones back together, can put flesh and skin on these skeletons that we are and this church is, and can breathe His Holy Spirit into us again and again and again, even as He has breathed His Holy Spirit into us today. Give thanks to God for our joy in knowing the recovering, recycling, and redeeming grace of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.